We're continuing on our journey with Jesus in Mark, as we have been doing the last few weeks. And this is actually the end of the day that we've been covering the last couple weeks. So you know that Jesus and the disciples are both very tired. And it's interesting in this passage because Jesus and the disciples have had a very full day, and they've had a full day of seeing miracles and doing activities that are very, very holy. And so you would think that the disciples would be ready to just follow Jesus anywhere and trust him on anything. But like all human beings, because the disciples are no different than we are, like all human beings, the disciples trust Jesus as far as they can. But then, as lots of human beings, they get to a point where, right? Okay. So, in this passage, it's really interesting. When we read Scripture, a lot of times we pass right over little things that are important because we think that something else is important. We're trying to get to the important thing, and we run right over the thing that's important. So I want you to listen really carefully as I read this Scripture, and then we'll go back and look at some of the important things. On that day that we were just talking about, when evening had come, Jesus said to them, "Let us go across to the other side," that is the other side of the lake, the Sea of Galilee. And leaving the crowd behind, they took him, that is Jesus, the disciples took him with them in the boat, just as he was. Just as he was. What does that mean? Other boats were with him. You ever noticed that line before? Don't you picture in your mind when you picture this that it's just Jesus and the disciples? Other boats were with him. A great windstorm arose and the waves beat into the boat so that the boat was already being swamped, and everybody's getting seasick now, right? Because I'm doing this, right? Okay. But Jesus was in the stern asleep on the cushion. How can Jesus sleep when there's a big storm in the boat? Because it's Jesus. Why wouldn't he be asleep? Why wouldn't everybody be asleep? And they woke him. They. Who's they? How do you know that? How do you know that? And then you always assumed that, didn't you? And they woke him up and said to him, "Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?" He woke up and he rebuked the wind and said to the sea, "Peace, be still." Then the wind was ceased and there was dead calm. And then he said to them, who's them? "Why are you afraid? Have you still no faith?" And they were filled with great awe. And they said to one another, "Who then is this that even the wind and the sea obey him?" Okay. So we all think that even the wind and the sea obey him. So we've always thought that's the disciples in the boat with him, right? That yelled at him. "Teacher, don't you care we're about to die?" And he wakes up and he says, "Cease, peace, be still." Now, he did say that to the wind, and he did say that to the sea, but do you think he was saying that only to the wind and to the sea? Because I don't. As followers, whenever Jesus is speaking to everyone, anyone who's around. And that includes all of creation, all living things, including the human ones. So Jesus starts out by saying, "Peace, be still." And I believe he was saying it not only to the storm, that is, to thunder, lightning, and wind, but was also saying it to the disciples and the other people on the other boats. How do we know that it wasn't somebody from the other boats who yelled out, "Hey, you, teacher, don't you care we're about to die?" We don't know who said it. Jesus says, "Peace, be still." Has Jesus ever said that to you in your life? Have you ever listened? That might be the bigger question. I'm thinking that Jesus probably has, in your lifetime, said, "Peace, be still," several times, and my guess is that at least on one occasion, you didn't listen. I know that's happened to me. I mean, I know that the Lord is good. I trust, I have faith, but I also know that when there's fire right there, it's hard to be peace and be still, right? Then Jesus says, "Have you still so little faith? Do you still just trust me so little? What's wrong? When are you going to trust that I'll be with you in the storms of this life?" When are you going to completely trust me to be with you in every storm of this life? Now, you notice that he does not say, "I will stop every storm." Sometimes the storms are going to happen. And he doesn't say, "I will fix every storm in your life." And he doesn't say, "I will do everything you want me to do about the storms in your life." That's the hardest one for me. Storms come in my life, and I want Jesus to fix them the way I want Jesus to fix them. But Jesus doesn't always fix them the way I want them fixed. Jesus is always there, and Jesus always provides me with answers, but they're not always the ones that I wanted. This relationship with Jesus is slightly more complicated than I thought it was going to be. But it's also a whole lot better, because sometimes Jesus gives me answers that I need rather than answers that I want, and the answers I need are a whole lot better for me, for the world, for my family, for my friends. Right? I mean, really, right? But Jesus always says, "I will be with you." He was right there with them in that storm. He didn't get out of the boat. He didn't say, "No, you all go on across the, you know, Galilee. I'm going to stay on shore here and watch you go through this storm." He was right there in the boat with them going through the storm. I was at Girl Scout camp. Some of you have already heard this story. Sorry, you got to hear it again. I was at Girl Girl Scout camp. 8, 9, 10, 11, I don't know, whenever you go to Girl Scout camp in those ages there somewhere. And we stayed in tents, and we had metal. They could be bunk beds, but we didn't have them in bunk form. They were like four and four. And they weren't attached to each other. They were just, you know, end to end, but not touching. And we brought our sleeping bags and pillows and all our yummies that we needed from home to make us feel secure, because we miss Mommy and Daddy sometimes. And, sorry, Dads. And they were great cabins. I mean, they had wood floors, and I mean, they were really nice cabins and stuff. And we had a storm one night, and it was a big one. Big storm. And it was one of those freak storms. How many times in a lifetime is this ever going to happen? In this room, never. Well, okay, once. A lightning struck our tent. And it struck the bunk, the metal bunk of the girl that was at the end of my bunk. And she was on her bunk. And it killed her. So, hopefully you understand now why when we have a thunderstorm and the lightning gets real close, I get real jumpy. I'm a lot better than I used to be. My mom worked with me for a long time to help me get better with that. But for a long time, it was really, really scary. And it still is a little uncomfortable. But one of the things that I was taught, one of the things that my mom told me, and that stuck, was that Jesus is always with me in a storm. Jesus is always with me in a thunderstorm. Jesus is always with me when the lightning comes. Jesus is always with me in the storms. And as it went on in life, I learned Jesus is always with me in every storm. I'm going to try and come down here. Hopefully I won't, like, you know. Jesus is always with me in every kind of storm in life. It doesn't have to be a thunderstorm, but it could be. Jesus is with me in every storm. And some of the storms are really ucky and scary. And they don't come out exactly the way we want them to, but Jesus is with me in every storm. Jesus is with you in every storm. No matter what storm you have to go through, Jesus is with you in every single storm of life. And Jesus will see you through every storm of life. Some of them are scary, and some of them are sad, and some of them are hurtful, and some of them are ugly, and some of them are just plain maddening. But Jesus is with you in every single storm. And when Jesus talks to you, when Jesus speaks to you, you need to listen. When you hear Jesus, believe me, Jesus is talking to you. Jesus might be talking to somebody else too, but Jesus is talking to you. Listen to his voice. Listen. Because whatever he is telling you is goodness and light and love and hope. It's there to lift you up. It's there to make your life better. It's there to make you strong. It's there to help you face whatever you need to face right then. It's there to make you smile on a day you don't feel like it. It's there. Your Lord and Savior's there. Listen. 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 Let us pray. Almighty God, you are our strength and shield. You are the one that rides in the boat of the storms of life with us. You are the one who provides us with the vision to go on. You are the one who is with us when we don't think we can. And you are the one who will be with us when we do go on. And we do get through, and we see the sun shining again, and we are healed. You are our Lord and Savior. Be our vision. Be our strength. Be our Lord. Amen. Our hymn of invitation this morning is Be Thou My Vision. Number 595, and as we sing, let us sing strong and loud, letting God know that we trust and we believe that Christ will be with us in every storm of our life. Let us stand and sing.